ABC Radio Australia.
The recent spike of murders have again raised questions about the use of the death penalty in PNG. Prime Minister James Marape said earlier this week that he was not afraid to use the strongest measures in law against those responsible, and capital punishment is an option, although it's a sentence that hasn't been carried out since the 1950s. Churches, though, say it's not something that should be enacted, with one senior leader warning that doing so would curse the country. Belinda Cora reports from Port Moresby.
The news this week from Hela province has left people across PNG shocked, but they're also divided as to what should now happen to those responsible for the alleged murders. Office workers and roadside market stall vendors they're buying their lunch from have varied opinions.
Government should introduce in Canada the death penalty because it will definitely decrease the crime rate in PNG.
It'd be better if the government finds out a better ways than the death penalty. Maybe it would help to get more basic service into the community and actually enforce the laws that they are.
My opinion is that as humans, they would see someone, a relative for example, go through with the death penalty, and I think that would change their mindset.
For his part, the Prime Minister James Marape hasn't elaborated further on his earlier comments, but many people are reading between the lines of his public statement in which he said he wasn't afraid to use the strongest measures in law and that the death penalty is already law in PNG. In fact, it's the only Pacific nation where it still is, and it was only reinstated as law in 2013 amid reports of increased violence across the country. But no executions have been carried out since then, although 8 men were sentenced to death only last year for their role in the brutal killing of 7 people, including 2 children who they thought were conducting sorcery. PNG's new police minister, Brian Cremer, was asked by the ABC for his opinion on the Prime Minister's comments.
Prime Minister been talk clear lo ting ting long em lo saib nong all line involved lo isla or killing lo mama na pikini. Okay, lo saib lo mi bienim lo.
The PM was clear about this killing, and for me, I follow the laws. And the law is there, the death penalty is there for crimes such as if you kill someone. But it's up to the courts to make the decision whether to hand down that sentence.
Something law court law says him, who say them come up law place claim guilty, who say them or kill Islam Amana Pikini, now court by working 1M decision.
But many are urging authorities not to impose the death penalty. The head of the PNG Council of Churches, Reverend Roger Joseph, says while they condemn the killing of women and children, he's urging the government to consider its options carefully.
Let us totally refrain ourselves from having the blood of another person on our hands. And I think that's a Christian message across the nation. We should totally refrain from imposing that the death penalty. We impose the law on death penalty, our nation will be cursed.
While Ruth Kissam, who's with the NGO PNG Tribal Foundation, also agrees the death penalty should not be seen as the solution.
To change our behaviours and our thinking, yes, capital punishment is a possibility, but it won't be a deterrent, simply because this kind of behaviour is part of these people. They take a life for a life. So if the government was to take a life, they would understand perfectly clearly that fights would still happen. We have to change the mentality and show that violence is not the answer.
She says the government, as well as groups that work with communities in violence-prone areas, need to come up with better long-term measures.
What's happening is reactionary. We don't respond, though, in a way that actually can bring good change in the long term. Now, I'm a woman from the Highlands. I know the traditional ways, and if a man kills a man, if someone sheds blood, you shed blood. That's the way we do it. But if the government actually wants to support capital punishment, we're just going to see it doing what people are doing traditionally. Now, people will understand that perfectly well, but really, we need to change this behaviour. They need to be able to see that violence is not the answer.
You see him life na violent, emi no answer.